We hear a lot about the high cost of healthcare in the United States, but it's actually an even bigger problem overseas. According to estimates, every year more than 100 million people worldwide are pushed into extreme poverty in order to pay for healthcare. Many more don't even have that option. More than half of the world's population is forced to go without the most essential health services. NPR's Nurit Eisenman has more.
These estimates are laid out in a joint report by the World Health Organization and the World Bank. And one of the officials behind them, Tim Evans of the World Bank, notes that in most cases, the kind of care people are being priced out of is life-saving, but also really basic. For instance,
nearly 20 million infants don't receive the immunizations they need to protect them from diphtheria, tetanus, and pertussis.
Those are common and deadly diseases that can be completely prevented at very low cost. Similarly,
you know, more than a billion people live with uncontrolled high blood pressure, meaning they have no access to treatment.
A lot of governments don't contribute to the cost of care for poor people, particularly in sub-Saharan Africa and parts of South Asia. And often, there's also no viable system of health insurance to cover doctor's visits.
This means that people either don't go when they need to, or they go too late.
The consequences can be especially severe when there's a health emergency. Someone's in a car accident, or a pregnant woman needs a C-section. Sure, a hospital might take the person in, but a separate report, also out this month, finds that if the person can't pay, it's surprisingly common for hospitals to detain them until their families can cough up the money.
It really is brutal.
Robert Yates of the London-based think tank Chatham House is the lead author of that report.
They're locked up in a sort of secure area with security guards, and they are then often not given ongoing medical care that they need, and some of the most vulnerable people you can imagine are being kept prisoner, basically.
Technically, this practice is illegal, which makes it hard to determine how widespread it is. But Yates estimates it happens to hundreds of thousands of people each year. And again, the problem is particularly common in sub-Saharan Africa. Of course, many poor people do pay at great sacrifice. Here again is the World Bank's Tim Evans.
Well, what we found is that between 100 and 200 million people every year are being pushed into poverty because of paying for healthcare.
Meaning that as a result of their health bills, their remaining income comes out to less than $3.10 a day. Nurit Eisenman, NPR News.